There haven't been a lot of big events on lately. We know that. Lots of things have been cancelled. Lots of things have moved online. So it did catch our eye that there is one of those summer concert series planned in our region, in Ballarat, in February. The North Gardens, which is often the place for these sorts of events. It's the Summer Salt Concert Series. And Dwayne McDonald is the promoter of Summer Salt in Ballarat. How big are you planning this event to be? Similar to previous incarnations?
No, we're sort of looking around the 5,000 people mark. Selling quite well. There's a lot of interest out there. Obviously, people haven't been out for a long time.
You can well imagine the interest is there. How are you going to do it in February? Are you confident we will be out of a lot of the restrictions?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously changing quite rapidly here at the minute, so we're hopeful by, you know, even this Sunday, there's going to be a new events roadmap released. But with this lineup and the style of music, we're quite confident we can come under any regulations that are thrown at us.
So what sort of things are you factoring in as possibilities this time for those regulations?
Oh, with those regulations, social distancing is their biggest thing, apart from the obvious, you know, your sanitation stations, temperature testing on arrival, which we've got in place, and space. I mean, venue space is one of the biggest things that keeps coming up in any plans. And obviously with North Gardens, we've got the luxury of it being 35,000 square metres. So, you know, you won't find a bigger site for that amount of people.
How nervous about your event does South Australia make you at the moment?
We've actually got events in South Australia for March. So up until, you know, this outbreak has happened, things were looking very strong there. It's actually feel for all the event promoters over there. There's a lot of shows booked for the next 3 weeks that have had their permits ripped up. So let's hope they can get it under control.
Yeah, indeed. What's the appetite been like for this event locally? Because we haven't had really anything for 12 months.
No. Very strong. Very strong on this event. It's very strong. I mean, we've got events announced around the country, not just Summer Salt, but, you know, other shows. There's a lot of Red Hot Summer Tour shows in other states that have been announced, and they're sort of all up, you know, 30% in sales, which is incredible. It just shows you the appetites there.
Mm. While you're up 30% in sales, you would have number restrictions on a lot of those events, even in the other states, would you not, Dwayne?
Yeah, you have, and you're up 30% in costs. So, I mean, it's really just to keep the wheels turning this summer, or, you know, pretty much right through next year. Is the problem here is that there's so many people out of work, and, you know, from artists right the way through to stage builders and food vendors, it's, you know, everyone's hurting. So if we can keep those wheels turning, at least generate some revenue for them, it should keep them going.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that as well. How tough has this been for the events industry? Because, the events industry is not just rock concerts as such. It's all the wine festivals. It's all the other bits and pieces, some of the picnic race meetings, all those things. So events industry is another one that's been hammered.
Yeah, it has, yeah. And the thing is, in the events industry, when you go right into the musicians, a lot of the road crew and the musicians have nothing else. You know, they haven't done an apprenticeship, or they haven't got any other backup. That's all they know. And it's sort of the whole thing's been taken away from them. You're talking about people that generally are on the road for 8 or 9 months of the year touring, and now they're sitting at home, you know, staring at the wall. So to see some shows announced has obviously given them a bit of spark. Hopefully it all turns around and goes to plan.
So, Dwayne, you've got bands such as Cat Empire, Teskey Brothers, John Butler, Montaigne, Boy and Bear on the bill for this one. I just wonder if any of the artists you approach for this tour knocked you back.
No. they're all on the... When the tour was put together, the artists were great. They know what the situation is. Yep. They know that it can change, as we've seen in South Australia. None of them want to play if it's not safe.
Yeah, but they'd all be pretty keen to get back on the stage and get back working again. So it's set down for when? What's the date you're planning? It's in February.
Sunday, February 28th.
28th, yeah. So you've got a bit of time. Yeah. If things keep tracking in Victoria the way they have, it should be okay. Was council okay with this when you put it to them and said, look, we can do it this way? Were they pretty good about it?
Yeah, no, they were. I mean, obviously there's a lot of events, you know, documentation and permits are going to be done between now and then, but obviously we're just watching the landscape change till we get a real clear guidance on on how the restrictions are going to look before we put in for those. But no, council are great. I mean, obviously they want events in the city and to show people Ballarat.
Yeah, I don't like asking you this, Dwayne, but I've got to ask you: have you got a refund policy?
If the restrictions come in or there's an outbreak in Victoria that makes it unsafe, there is backup dates for later in the year. And if people can't or don't want to, wait till those, if that comes around, there's a full refund policy.